Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Happy New Year. This is our first Sunday. Our first Sunday service this year. Amen. We didn't have service on 25th and first January. Glory be to God. So this is a fast, and God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So greet your neighbor. Welcome them. Welcome them to the fellowship today. Glory be to God. Yeah, you're all welcome. If you're new here, you're welcome to fellowship with us. Amen. Yeah, we are a cult. Glory be to God. We are what? Yeah, that word originally it wasn't bad. Amen. Originally it wasn't bad. It is you guys in this generation who have made that word what? A bad word. Amen. But that word cult comes from the word culture. Amen. So we are a cult. We are a group of people who have a culture. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, thank you so much for everything that you did for the church last year. Everything that you did for us, for the church last year. Especially prayers. Amen. And provision, you know, money. Amen. We were able to go through the year without any issues, the rent and stuff, you know. We hire these machines, you know. So thank you so much for all that. Amen. So give yourselves a big hand clap. Glory to God. We also thank you for having contributed towards everything we did, every other thing we did, specifically or especially towards the publishing and launching of the book, this book. Amen? Financial Prosperity, Breaking the Back of what? Poverty. Hallelujah. My wife finished it last week, and she was telling me that she would forget that it is her husband who wrote it. Glory be to God. I really didn't think she would be like blessed by it because the English is so simple, yet my wife has very complicated English. Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, but she was blessed by it. Hallelujah. And I heard of someone who began the book from the last chapters, apparently because they wanted to know more about me and my wife. Yeah, there's a chapter there about me and my family. Chapter 9, Living an Inheritance. Amen. It's just things which we have shared over and over for many years. Amen. Yeah, so if you don't have a copy yet, please, if you want to, get a copy from behind there at the end of the service. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. How many people have gotten copies of the book? Just by a show of hands. By a show of hands, again. Because there are some books, copies here, 5 copies that were bought for people by Judith. Judith can see me. So if you didn't have a copy and you don't see yourself getting a copy, anyway, maybe because of money, you understand? There are copies here. Amen? So, anyone? Yeah, she looks rich. Glory be to God. Amen? There are some people who bought this book and they are still on chapter 2. Amen? And I said, exactly, that's why free copies, you know, it's good for people to spend their money so that if they don't read the book, their money, what? Pains them. Then they will read it, say, man, I did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, by a show of hands, how many got the book? Okay, who are those who don't have the book? Hallelujah. Yeah, there are some of you who have rich cousins and relatives. Eh? They should buy for you. Glory be to God. Okay, Judith, come and hand over 2 copies. Eh? Amen. Today we shall give out 2. Eh? Next week we shall give out another one, another 2. Eh? And yeah, I saw Vanessa. Eh? Okay, please come. Vanessa just finished university. Eh? So there's a reason to give her what? A book. Eh? But on condition that you read it. You will. Eh? Glory be to God. Yeah, and you put up your hand also. Yeah, you look rich, but God also gives rich people. Eh? Hallelujah. So glory be to God. Amen. You can go back and see it. Eh? Hallelujah. God is not like the Democrats in the U.S. Who just steal from the rich. Eh? So that apparently they give to what? You know, you don't have to force people to. Eh? You don't steal from rich people so that you give to the poor. Eh? Let the rich do what they want to do with their what? Money, whether they want to give to the poor or not. Eh? Amen? So that whole clique, eh? Obama, the Clintons, the what? Eh? They're actually thieves, eh? Because they steal from the rich, eh? You know, eh? You know, in form of taxes, of course, eh? So that they can give to what? To the poor, eh? You know, eh? That's not right, eh? Amen? That's not what? Right. When they even check out their tax, like how they do, okay, to really show that they really love the poor, eh? They find that they are the worst givers. You know, eh? Because in America, eh, they can track your giving. Eh? Anyway, yeah. Eh? So when they look at those guys who are stealing from the rich to give to the poor, they pretend that they so care for the rich. When they look at their own personal monies, eh, guys don't even give, man. Amen? Hallelujah. So anyway, we also give to the what? To the rich. We are like God. Eh? Amen? This church, we try to be like God. Eh? God gives the what? Yeah, hallelujah. That's why some rich people, you know, grow richer without stealing, without, you know, but they grow because God gives them, probably because they have learned what to use the money for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The other thing concerning this book, that we appreciated people who helped us with publishing and launching it on that day. Amen. But some were not there, so every time we get an opportunity, we do that. We appreciate them with the gifts of a book. Amen. Please let us, Bridget. Yeah, there's a book here for you for having helped us to. She gave us money. Eh? She prayed. I don't think she prayed, but she gave us money. For the book, eh? I guess it was like 1 million shillings. Eh? So, Bridget, thank you so much. Eh? Hallelujah. Bridget, by the way, we have been buddies for many years. Eh? Hallelujah. Many years. Glory to God. And this name is hard, eh? But it should be Denise. Eh? But someone misspells, that person misspells their name. Eh? Okay? So, where is she? Denise, yeah, please. Give a big hand clap also. Glory be to God. Thank you so much. Eh? May God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. The other thing about us, we are also what? Led by the Holy Ghost. Eh? Amen. We are led by the Spirit. So, we shall give this visit also a book. Eh? Judith, come and come, please. Eh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. By the way, if it was up to me, I would have given out all those books even before the launch. So you've heard about In Touch Ministries, where we shall be calling you just to say hi, what's up. Yeah, not to make you stay in this church. You understand? In fact, I think one of the things they'll ask you, I guess, is are you a member of the church? You know, then if they say no, then they, you understand, But it is just to care for the children of God. The best way to care for the children of God is home cells. That is the best way. Amen. However, that opportunity is not there right now. Amen. You guys, all of us are supposed to be at Zoe Fellowship on Tuesday. We're supposed to be there, all of us. Yeah? All of us. Amen. Then Tuesday, okay, Sunday, then Tuesday at Zoe, then Wednesday we're beginning a Bible study. Again, I emphasize, not all of you are supposed to be there, but those who are supposed to be there, better be there. Then Thursday we're praying. You understand? Eh? So now you can't keep the children of God 4 days away from their homes. You understand? It's just not right. Okay, 4 days maybe, you know, for any those who can, you know, but then you add the fifth day, home sales. It's just not right. Amen? It's just not, even this Bible study thing, it is the Lord who commanded. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. You understand? If I were God, you know, we let people chill with their families, friends, you know, time to catch up, to enjoy life. Hallelujah. Amen. So, but this in-touch thing is from heaven. I didn't dream about it. I just, you know, contrary to what most of you think, I really love people. I love people. Some people think I don't love people. I don't walk in love, you know. But I love people. So I came up with that idea that we need to find, you know, to care for the children of God. Amen. So I came up with that idea. And I didn't dream. I didn't see a vision. But I was like, you know. And the more I thought about it, the more I would feel like God is pleased with that idea. Amen. Now to really show you that this thing is from heaven. This morning, hallelujah. You know, we believe in dreams. So this morning, Dennis, Dennis had a dream. Amen. The guy sent me 2 dreams. He had what? You know, these are the 2 he has sent me, but I guess there are more about other things. But for LAT, he had a dream about what? This in-touch what? Ministry. Amen. In the dream, I was telling people who were to become part of LAT, but are currently not, that the church is announcing a new ministry called In Touch. But though we were going to announce a new ministry today, Sunday, it would officially begin after it has been prayed for next Thursday. And the dream ended. Now, this dream just means that this idea was from heaven. Do you understand? That God wants it, and now he's like, in fact, let it begin after you pray, you know, for it on Thursday. Amen? Hallelujah. That again, what? Proves the point that you don't have to dream to know the will of God. For me, I didn't dream to know the what? But this now confirms not to me, but to you, that it is the what? The will of God for this. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, that is done. Now, I'm reading the Bible cover to cover. I shared with you on email words for the week. The reason why I shared that with you is because I hoped to encourage some of you to also try. To also do what? Try cover to cover, you know. Now, if you want to do cover to cover, I advise you, don't try to understand everything. You get stuck. You get stuck at some covers. Then, before you know it, you're now sure of. You just read. You just read. Your spirit will get it, and your spirit will be built up. You know, because the word of God is full. Amen. You just read, and even as you read, God will speak to you. Amen. Create another time for understanding. Do you understand? Maybe first do cover to cover. Now, if you want, I'm not telling you to do cover to cover. But I'm saying if you're inspired to, if you want, just say, I'm going to do the Bible cover to cover. Amen. Now, you just read in whichever order that you want. Amen. Then after you have finished the project, celebrate, be happy, say, yeah, I did the Bible cover to cover. Then now, go back to understand. You know, eh? Amen? But even as you read the Bible cover to cover, some things that, you know, you're going to be blessed. Amen? Years ago, many years ago, I just got saved. So, there was this guy who used to write daily devotionals. Eh? Eh? A Briton, it's called Every Day with Jesus. Eh? Do you remember those things? Are they still there? Every Day with Jesus. Eh? So now he produced a book, you know, called Cover to Cover, eh? To help people. You remember, eh? Many years ago. Eh? So I was excited. Eh? So I bought the book, eh? You know. But it was an awesome book. Eh? Yeah, then they tell you what to read each day, you know. Eh? So I bought the book. So I began. Then when I began, I realized, no, this guy is wasting my time. For me, I can't get this space. Eh? I had too much kasigiri. I was like, no, so I dropped the book and I let me do my own cover to cover. Because, by the way, if you read 3.14 chapters a day, 3.14 chapters a day, you finish the Bible in 1 year. Hmm? Amen? Now, for me, I was like, 3 chapters a day? No, I was like, no, I'm going to do 6 chapters a day. So that by June, I am done. And then after that, I do another round. So that year, many years ago, I think it was 2000, you know, or 1999, I did the Bible cover to cover twice in 1 year. In fact, I finished like in November. You know, eh? And now, as I did that, man, God would speak to me, eh? Through the Bible, eh? Amen? You know, he would speak to me as I read. Now, I wasn't reading like in order, like Genesis, Exodus, you know, then Revelations. But I would just read in any order that I want, but I had to make sure that I read every book and every chapter, eh? Amen? So that time, I decided to begin I was reading portions from the New Testament and also portions from the Old, eh? You know, eh? So one day, I remember, you know, I was blessed, eh? One day I was reading a script. I was supposed, this day comes and I'm supposed to read, Luke 4, eh? You know, eh? And Luke 4 talks about how Jesus, was in the temple. Then he says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, eh? You know, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, eh? You know, eh? So that was in the old, what? You know, eh? Then, on that same day, I was supposed to read something in the old. Now, in the old, the chapter I was supposed to read was Isaiah 61. You know, eh? Isaiah 61 is basically this. You know, eh? Where again it says what? Joseph, it says what? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You know, eh? Exactly what I was reading, you know what? And the Lord will say to me, yeah, you know, now that refers to you. I'm speaking to you, eh? You know, the Spirit is upon you. You know, eh? I was a kid in the Lord, eh? But reading the Bible, cover to cover, God was speaking to me. Then another day, I was reading Psalms 52. Amen? Then I get to verse 8, eh? And verse 8 says, but I'm like a green olive tree in the house of God. Eh? Then that same day, I was also reading Jeremiah. Eh? Jeremiah 11:16, eh? Which says, the Lord called your name green olive tree. You understand? Eh? Which is what Psalm 52:8 was saying. And the Lord was basically telling me that I call your name, eh? Green olive tree. Then he explained to me how it is from olive, that the anointing oil was made from, you see, and the Lord was saying, now you're there, you know, in the house of the Lord, you know, you're flourishing as you do this cover to cover. You understand? The anointing is being built up in you, you know. Glory. Anyway, so those were my experience, some of my experiences, reading Bible, what? Cover to cover. Those days I never used to dream, I never used to visions. In fact, I've never seen a vision, you know, But God will speak to me by his word. Hmm? Meanwhile, I was learning things from the Bible as the Lord was also what? Speaking to me. Amen? So, anyway, if you want, you try to read the Bible, what? Cover. It will bless you, Amen? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, again today, I was reading, well, like you all know, like I've told you, I attended a wedding, left coming to 11, you know. So I really didn't have a lot of time at all to prepare for today, yet I knew how to pray. So when I wake up in the morning, I wanted to go and pray in the Holy Ghost to get what I'm supposed to preach. Then the Lord said, no, don't be religious. I said, just do what you're supposed to read today, your cover to cover. Amen. So one of the chapters I was reading, the book, I was reading Mark 9 up to something. You know, and while I was there, while I was reading, in the morning, the Lord speaks to me from those and say, that's what I want you to talk about. Amen. And, you know, today, like we said, it is the first Sunday of the month. For our first Sunday service. Our first one, it is the first. I came across scriptures, which most of you know, where Jesus was talking about how the last will be first, and the first will be what? Will be last. Amen. Now, God's desire is that every one of us should be first. Amen. In his assessment of things. Amen. You might be last, like according to worldly opinion, but in God's eyes, he wants every one of us to be first. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 9, verse 35. It says that, and he, Jesus, sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last and servant of what? Of all. So he says, if anyone desires to be what? First. You all desire to be first. Amen. Then say, he shall be last. Amen. Man, once in school, I was first, man. I remember it was a shock. I don't know where that thing came from. Anyway, but let's do it. If we go, there's some of you who think that this guy has never grown up. He's talking about school. He's never grown up. Then there's some of you who you look at me and say, you see, men never grow up. You see, men never grow up. But, hallelujah. Even Jesus has never what? Grown up. Those who have seen him, he still looks, we're imitating what? Men, they imitate Jesus. Don't grow up. Hallelujah. Now, God tells us if anyone desires to be first. Amen. And we all want to be first. Now, the context of that scripture begins from verse 33. Downward it says, then he, Jesus, came to that place, and when he was in the house, he asked them, the disciples, what was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? But they kept silent. For on the road, they had disputed among themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, so if you want to be first in God's eyes, amen. I'm not sharing something deep today, and I've never shared anything deep in my life. Even the book is not deep. So anyway, be a servant. Seek out always to be a blessing. Seek out always to elevate others, beyond your, other than you. Glory be to God. Amen. If you're seeking for leadership, it should be for right reasons, because you really want to serve. Not that you want more money, more influence, you know, to mess up people, or to now appear like you have arrived because you have a high, you understand, The whole reason why you should seek to be fast, you know, let's say leadership, you know, a promotion, you know, it should be so that you have now greater ability to be a servant, to bless people, You know, of course, there are privileges of leadership. If you're the boss of a company, you know, you obviously should be earning the most. You know, it wouldn't be right if you're not earning the most. It's not right, you know. Yeah, so there are those privileges. However, while you are there, even as you earn that a lot of money, more than the rest, amen, that money also, some of it should go to bless other people. You know, either your employees or people outside your work staff. Amen? Glory be to God. Never seek position just for the sake of it. You know, or for the sake of, you know, wanting to please your in-laws. That's why they say, hey, man, now our in-laws, you know, our guys, what? You know, nonsense, man. Amen? You know, seek, you know, seek to become great. Seek to be promoted. Seek to increase because you are like that will be a greater opportunity, you know, to be of greater influence, you know, in a good way. You understand? Amen? Hallelujah. And he says that if you do that, in God's eyes, you will be fast. The world might not celebrate you, you know, you may not be on the headlines in New Vision, you know, but in the kingdom of God, you know, God will say, man, there has never been anyone like her. Hallelujah. Amen? Simple things. Amen? You know these things. However, God wants you to remember them and put them in what? In practice. Amen? Seek to, you know, why are you doing a master's? Why do you want to do a master's? Why do you want to do a PhD? Why do you want to do another course? Amen? Now, all those other reasons why you want to do them, they're not evil. They're not bad. However, the major should be that now you have, you know, you have greater opportunities, you know, to be of greater influence, you know, and to serve, you know, to make people's lives better. Not primarily to make your life better. Do you understand? You know, simple stuff. You know, at the beginning of the year, you're not supposed to what? To make people what? To preach difficult things. People are already, they're still resting. No, December, January, first, you know, they're still in rest. So you're not supposed to take them out of resting in the green pasture. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Yeah. Mark chapter 10, verse 42 to 45. Jesus said that you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them. Lord, you harass. And their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Amen? So we're supposed to what? To imitate Jesus. Amen? You know? Being servants. Amen? And for those of you who want to be like men who never grow up, amen, you also imitate Jesus who has never grown up, amen? Hallelujah. Now, another area where Jesus talked about being first and somewhere last is in Mark chapter 10, verse 31. Mark 10, 31 says, but many who are first will be last. And the last fast. Hmm? Amen? Now, the context of this, to understand what we're talking about, we read from verse 17 to 31. It says that now, as he, Jesus, was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God." Amen? Basically, Jesus there was just trying to show him that, have you realized that I'm actually God? Anyway, but that is another thing altogether. Then he told him that, you know the commandments, do not commit adultery. I hope there's no one in this church who commits adultery. Amen? If you're doing it, just stop. Amen? Then he said, do not murder. Hope we don't have what? Murderers. Do not steal. Do not steal like the Democrats. Amen? But even this government steals from the rich. Always creating ways to get money from rich guys. That whole thing that there was a time when almost everyone who was earning like more than 500,000, they were all paying, what was it, 32%? Pay as you earn. Then a few years ago, now they say that those who earn, I think, 10 million plus, now they increase their things. Now, what is that? Isn't that robbery? Now, when you're not earning 10 a.m., you're like, yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, those rich guys. But the day you begin earning it, that's when you realize it's not good. But if for now, you should actually say it's not good. So that now you can what? You can speak like you're also one of those rich guys who are being what? Harassed. And it's not right. Even God, you see God, now like tithe. Tithe, whether you're earning 1K or 10 million, all of you, 10%. You see, God is not a thief. Like what? The Democrats and some guys in the what? The government of Uganda. For some of you are like, but those rich guys, man. I wonder why Albert is sleeping. Those what? Rich guys what? Should what? Should tithe to 20%. Now even when you say that, you're very stupid. Because tithe doesn't mean 20%. Tithe means what? 10%. According to what? It's all in my book. Amen. So get the book. That's how guys who have authored books right now, get the book. So do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not do what? Okay. Honor your mother and mother. And he answered and said to Jesus, "Teacher, all these things I've kept from my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me." But this guy was sad at what Jesus said, and he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God." Amen? You remember he said it is hard. He didn't say it is what? He said it's hard. Amen? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches." Amen? So now he expounds that it is not riches, having them, that messes you, but it is actually trusting in them. So he says, "Children, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God." Then he says, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And they were greatly astonished, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? This probably means that those guys were also rich. Because they say, man, who then can be saved? He said, give them, you know. So most probably, these guys were also rich chaps. Then Peter, by Jesus, looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but with God. But not so with God. It says, for with God all things are what? Possible. Then Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. The Democrats will persecute you. And in the age to come, eternal life. Then he says, but many who are first will be last. And the last, first. Many who are what? Who are first in this generation. So those who are first now are those who are like rich. Amen? But they are trusting in riches. You understand? You know, they're not ready to give them away, to be a blessing to others with those riches. They are trusting in them, the riches, that their confidence. You see, so they are making headlines. New Vision, what? They are fast now, but while, you know, one day, you know, they are going to show them for what they really are, the last. Amen. And then the last, who are in this day now, and I'm not among them. Amen. I'm not among those last. I'm not. Maybe it refers to you, but for me, I'm not. Yeah, they will be first. Amen. Because even the little that they had, they didn't try to cling on to it, you know, to trust in it. They actually also, you know, were a blessing, even with the little that they had. Glory be to God. So he says that many who are first will be last. Amen. And those who are what? Last will be first. Amen. So in this way also, concerning riches, concerning money, possessions, amen, you can still rank number one in God's eyes. Amen. You can still what? Rank number one. And there's no one who's telling you, give away everything. Amen? In fact, to give away everything, you should first hear from God. You just shouldn't, you know. Amen? However, if you do as the Spirit leads you, you know, giving, you see, you reach a level where in God's eyes, you're number one. You know, no one might know you. Your pastor might not know you. You know, amen? Your boss might not know you because your boss knows that I pay this person 300,000. You understand? But he or she doesn't know that actually what you use that 300,000, amen, it's also on yourself, of course, but also you are a blessing. And in God's eyes, that boss of yours doesn't know that they are employing someone who is in the kingdom of God is considered number one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if you want to be first, you know, Jesus said, be servant of all. Number one, you know, seek to serve. You know, seek to serve. If you realize that actually to serve better, you need now to be elevated, then seek it. Glory be to God. Amen. And, you know, and God is looking for such people. Those hearts where, you know, people want leadership, so they can serve. Now, if you have that heart, and you're like, God, I want to become this so that I can be a blessing, you know, it might not happen immediately, you know, the elevation. You know, sometimes God will take you through tests to really, you know, see this guy, is this here? So he's just trying to, who is just a politician. well, we're going to do this for you. We're going to, you know, eh? Then when the campaigns come, you visit a hospital. Eh? Then you sit on a sick woman's bed who has no drugs. Say this, yet you are serving the same government. Eh? You are a decision maker in the same government. See this. Then you get the cameras to get you, you know, on TV. Eh? Then after the elections, when you lose, you disappear. You no longer go to it. You forgot the sick woman somewhere in northern Uganda. Amen? Yeah, you're just a thug. Hallelujah. You know what? You just wanted to come in so that you can rob more. Amen? Now, this shouldn't be us. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? This church should be full of people who in everything they are doing, they are number one. Again, I'm very careful. I'm not saying number one in God's eyes. Rather, in people's eyes. Eh? Because if you start now going for those things of people's eyes, you're going to become shady. Hmm? You're going to become what? Hallelujah. I mean, if you're a lady, a girl, you know, you can't desire to be the most beautiful woman in your village. In your village, either in Nadia or Chihuahua, you can, if you think you what, it's great. Amen. However, yeah, seek it not just for yourself, so they can man, you know, I can be put in a certain magazine, you know. But maybe you can say because, I don't know. Maybe because I love children, you know, and when the children, when I smile at them, you know, when they see beauty, you know, but the kids see beauty, You know that? Kids, man, they see, kids have eyes. Hallelujah. You young boys, what? You women who have boys. Those young boys are seeing. They are seeing hot girls, they are age mates. And they're even seeing older women who are what? I'm telling you. Huh? But I'm very serious. I'm very, very serious. I remember we were kids, I and my brother, very young. We're not even 10 years old. even this guy, every guy must have done those things. We are kids, however, very pure, you know. Then we would sit. Then we would start now, you know. They say, Joseph, you know, my brother. Then we begin now. I'm the first one now to choose. Yeah? Then you start. Now, these women were old. Like, you know, they were mothers of some of our friends. Now you guys say this guy was evil. But okay, if I was evil, at least I got born again. So you should celebrate that I got what? I got saved. So, you know, Joseph would start. Now there was a competition. Who starts? Because Joseph might take, you know, like, I don't want to say the hottest, but you understand. The most beautiful. So now you start saying, so-and-so is mine. So-and-so, Mama Fred is mine. You know? But very pure, pure, you know? We are kids. We even didn't know stuff like lust and sex. You understand? Very pure, you know? Those kids, I'm telling you. Right now, your boys are there looking at my daughter. I'm telling you. You know, these things are what? Hallelujah. You know, my daughter went to do interviews at some school, last year, interviews for P1, grade 1, you know. So Joanne tells me, she meets me, you know, because her son is in that school, you know. So anyway, John, she tells me that her son comes back home and says, Eden came to school. Eden came to our school. Now, John apparently, her mind was like, but the kid wanted to tell the mother, Eden. Apparently, she told he told her what everything Eden did, who she talked to. So it basically means that... What's your boy's name? Huh? Quez. And by the way, he should be careful. he might get himself in trouble. But basically, it means that Crazy was just following up this cute babe. I don't know if Crazy knows that the kid is an American. Maybe he's plotting for American what? Citizenship. Glory be to God. Amen? But what we're saying, yeah, anyway. You know, you guys, you begin the year in a carnal way, then you influence your pastor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So anyway, when you're rich, any BA want to be great for good reasons. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6, now it is speaking to us, we are rich chaps. But they know, if you're a member of this church, you're not supposed to be broke. Amen? You're not supposed to, because the Bible says you shouldn't be. Amen? Let me first read this. It's talking to us. It says, Pastor Moses, command those who are rich, command your chaps in LAT, and not to be haughty. Haughty means prideful. Not to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they may be rich in good works. But in my opinion, I haven't seen this verse in the Bible, but I believe, in my opinion, and I think I'm right, that according to heaven, the richest person is one who gives more. He's like the greatest giver. The richest person is not one who has stuff, which car, those things. But I'm coming to, again, either I'm becoming old or spiritual. Because I think about these things. But now I'm coming to that conclusion. That the richest person is the greatest. Now, I'm not talking about giving in amounts. I'm not talking about amounts, but proportion. So anyway, let them do good, that they be rich in good works. They should be ready to give. You should always be inclined. You are in this mode of giving. Whether you have the money or not, but you're like, should money fall in my hand? You know, you're always ready to give. Hallelujah. Willing to share. And when you do that, you're storing up for yourself a good foundation for the time to come, and you will lay hold on what? On eternal life. Amen? That is the attitude that God wants you to have. Amen? And if you have that attitude, like we have said, amen, you will be fast in God's eyes. Amen? Amen? And those who don't see how fast you are, one day when all this is done, this world passes away, you understand, God will show you for who you really were in the world. You know, number one. You all know those are who dream where God ranked this church number one in the country. Amen? Most of you who know that must have realized that in the book I didn't say exactly that. I just said among the what? The greater, you know? I didn't want to throw it in people's faces. That's what? Hallelujah. Amen. But one of the reasons why that we did that was because, number one, we are doing everything for Jesus and only doing what he tells us to do. And then that which he told us to do, we never did it for anyone's sake, like to please people, to prove a point to somebody. You understand? We did only what we know. And we were now, like the leadership, our whole agenda was to be a blessing to the children of God. You know, and sometimes it was done in a way people didn't want. You know, amen. But that's what we wanted to do, amen. Now, like this in touch, I know of churches, the whole reason why some churches, which do calls to people, WhatsApp, the whole plot is just, it's evil. You know, it's just where to make guys not leave. Eh? Just, you know, then when they leave, they harass them, they abuse them. I helped you. You understand? Eh? Now for us, and now thank God that this dream, eh, that actually confirms that this idea is from heaven. Eh? This dream. Eh? You know, so you see again, all that we are doing is to be a blessing to the children of God. Eh? You understand? Eh? Now those are the things, it is what makes you fast in anything. Eh? Primarily, it is the heart, your heart. Why are you doing what you are doing? Hmm? You know, eh? Now, eh, all of us, eh, let's have those what? Pure hearts. Eh? Let us do everything, eh? You know, number one, for God. Eh? Number two, for each other, eh? For your neighbors. Eh? And I'm not saying only people, you know, in your church. Eh? But, you know, out there, eh? You know, eh? At your work, at your school, at wherever, you know, eh? Seek to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Seek to be what? A blessing. Don't do things because, then by Jakulaba Bakumatide. Then if they don't ukumatida you, then you kwechanga. You know, eh? You know, again, that just shows what is in your heart. You're not a servant. Eh? You know, eh? And if you're not a servant, in God's eyes, you're last. You're what? You're last. Amen? But again, I'll take this opportunity to tell Joanne, warn you what? He won that kid. Hallelujah. Amen? But Joanna, yeah. That boy is being raised up well. So, yeah. Option, you know. I've never told you guys this. Christine and Dennis. There's a young boy in this Sunday school. Some time ago, that boy, you know, he kept asking me about Elizabeth. So Elizabeth, over what? Are you Elizabeth's uncle? Over what? How's that this boy? What is it, you know? What's the case of me? Why the kid man Elizabeth? I'm not there, you know, eh? But some I think he had seen me with, you know. So they're asking me about Elizabeth. But I was like, oh, that's good. I mean, that's, you know, growing up. Eh? Hallelujah. Yeah, it's not evil, eh? Just like us when we were, what? Mama saw his mind, you know, those things. We're very pure-hearted chaps. Glory be to God. Amen? So you want to be fast? Amen? Then seek to serve. Eh? Amen? There are guys who want to be the FPOs of this country. Hallelujah. If you want to be the FPO, by the way, you should first leave that. Eh? That will leave it alone until I'm raptured. Eh? That will leave it alone until I'm what? Raptured. Eh? But if you want to be like second, eh? You know, eh? The whole thing is what? Yeah. You know, just be there when you want money so that you what? Right now, I have projects in my head. I have projects in my head. Should money land in my hands? Huh? What it says, you're ready, you always what? Your inclination is towards giving, even when you don't have the dimes. Amen? Then there are those who you shouldn't give. You know, Anyway, that's another point. Amen? Glory be to God. Now, next week, next Sunday, we shall talk difficult things. Amen? Yeah, deep things. Hallelujah. Today, it has just been this. Simple stuff. But it will make you fast in heaven. It will make you what? Fast in heaven. You know, my desire, you know, is to want to be fast in everything. Hmm? When I begin to really prophesy, I want to be fast. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. By the way, do you know that according to prophesying, do you know, let me see someone who prophesies in this church. Rachel. Do you know that Rachel, according to God, God might be seeing that she's doing a greater job than Elvis. Do you know that? There's some of you who don't. Let me show you this obvious example. The widow who gave 2 mites, and then other rich guys came and gave out of their banners. Jesus said, who was what? Who gave more? The widow, but apparently the one who gave least. Amen? Why? Because she gave her all. The Bible says she gave her whole livelihood. The little she had, she what? And Jesus said she was the number one giver. Now, Rachel, where she is now, God hasn't given her the ability to, you know, those, like a great demonstration of the prophetic. Rachel might be using all that she has. You understand? Just looking at someone and says, the Lord is going to bless you. The Lord is going to bless you. Don't worry. Now, that's all that God has given Rachel. She can't conjure up anything. She didn't have it. You know? Now, someone like Paul. Paul, to a degree, he's in those leagues of the Elvis. You know? Now, Paul, God could have given him much more than what? But he's giving 40%. You know? Then we go to heaven. You know, we're in the queue. You know, then we hear God saying to Rachel, there have been few as great as her concerning prophesying. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now that means whatever God has given you, just use it. Don't try to say Mandela is greater. You know, now I can't even prophesy. How can I start? Just use what you have. Amen? Use it not to. But you guys, you should get John's number. You should get Paul's number. You should get John's number. You should get Paul, Dennis, and this Paul guy. These guys are prophets. So if you want to see, you are afraid to see Elvis, these guys are there. Get their numbers. They will sort you out. Hallelujah. Get their numbers today before the service. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you going to be the first? Please be the first. God wants you to be the first. Amen? You can be 10 people and you're all first. Amen? Hallelujah. Be the first. Be the what? Be the first. And it all begins in the heart. The motives of your heart. Glory be to God. And just pray the Holy Ghost. Amen? Let the words sink into your heart. Hallelujah. May the Holy Ghost make that word to arise from your heart, to inspire you. Amen? It's a very simple word. You know, be the first, and the way to the top is at the bottom. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We glorify your name. Father, teach us. Teach us, Father. Teach us, Father, to become first in your sight. When everything that we do, it's all about you. It's about your people. Loving you, loving people. Being servants, being great givers.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.